Scripture reading, Luke chapter 15, verses 20b through 32. But while he, the younger brother, was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate." Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. "Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has come back safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you killed the fattened calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." Devotional. In the parable of the prodigal son, we learn that whenever we wander from the love of the Father, we are lost. We see this in the younger son who rebelled against his father and ran away from home. We also see it in the elder brother who remained obedient to the father, but was equally lost. He too had wandered from the love of the father. As Henry Nouwen has written, "The lostness of the elder son is much harder to identify. After all, he did all the right things. He was obedient, dutiful, law-abiding, and hard-working. Outwardly, the elder son was faultless. But when confronted by his father's joy at the return of his younger brother, a dark power erupts in him and boils to the surface. There are many elder sons and elder daughters who are lost while still at home. And it is this lostness, characterized by judgment and condemnation, anger and resentment, bitterness and jealousy, that is so pernicious and damaging to the human heart. There is so much frozen anger among the people who are so concerned about avoiding sin. I recognize the elder son in me. Often I catch myself complaining about little rejections, little impoliteness, little negligences. Time and again I discover within me that murmuring, whining, grumbling, lamenting, and griping that go on and on, even against my will. Jesus' parable of the prodigal son reminds us how quickly and easily we can become the elder brother, bitter, judgmental, grumbling, jealous, and proud. It also offers one of the most vivid pictures in Scripture of the love of God, a love that invites us to turn to Him over and over again, all day and every day. Question to consider. In what areas of life might your pursuit of getting things done or doing right things be more important to you than seeking a loving relationship with God and others? Prayer. Father, it is so easy for me to get lost in anger, resentment, or jealousy of others and fail to hear your voice of love calling me home. Melt away my resentments and unforgiveness toward others with your love, and free me to love others with your love. In Jesus' name, amen.